this time, we will move directly to the report, which is a report and possible discussion on groundwater acquisition presented by John Baker.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a report only, but let me just give you a quick update of the progress that we've made since our last meeting. If you remember, in our last meeting, we discussed the options that we had for people, based on the response we had had from people who had been exposed to our term sheet. And if you remember, we had talked about a piece of property known as Fairview Holdings, which is right outside the city of Rockdale. It's not on the map, but Alcoa is kind of in this area. This was the largest contiguous unit of land that we had within our target area, and therefore a lot of interest to us, because if we thought if we could secure the leases on this piece of property, then that would be the basis, the base from which we would secure the additional properties to make up the 5,000 acres that were authorized by the board. We had a second meeting with Fairview Properties in Dallas in the early part of March. Mr. Ford, John Hoffman, Marley, and myself, along with John Dixon, attended that meeting to discuss some of the contract terms other than the rates that we would be paying. That was a really interesting discussion, went very, very well. As it turns out, this property has a number of wells that they have developed in the relatively recent years, high-producing wells, and they were interested in us doing some analysis of on-site property analysis of the wells that were in place, along with some of the road structure that they had put in place, to see whether or not we could put our develop our well sites and the piping infrastructure consistent with the master plan that they were developing for this property. We have that meeting scheduled, Mr. Chairman, for Wednesday of this week. So it was something that will be somewhat of an anomaly. Not many people will have the kind of development that this property will have. And so we're really anxious to get out to see if how we can coordinate what we plan to do with what they have already done. The list is a good possibility that some of the existing wells could be modified at that point when we took groundwater to be used for municipal water purposes. So we do have Friesen Nichols and Harden, which is a hydrologist, to go out with us to kind of look to see what the well spacing would be. That's what we would normally have done during the two-year diligence period. But we'll be able to do it much quicker because we already have groundwater wells that are producing and can give us the well logs to show us the kind of production that we would expect to have. As it turns out, the landowners in this particular case are familiar with, they are acquainted with most of these other landowners that are shown on the map, as well as some that are not shown on the map, who they believe would be good prospects for us to sign on and to fill the 5,000-acre-foot that we're committed to get. In a relatively small area, which, as you would guess, has significant benefit just because keeping them all in close proximity makes it a much more efficient operation. The terms that we talked about with respect to rates, which I don't have in a handout today, we did that in executive session, are consistent with what you had actually, they are consistent with what we presented to you at the last meeting and what was authorized by the board. That's all I have. We took the contract terms to them that were in addition to the rates with respect to what we would expect from them, what they could expect from us in the way of surface rights. Their attorney was at the meeting where we made the presentation, and they have that draft document, and are looking at it and trying to get back to us soon. So at some point in time, we begin to bring some finality to what the contract will begin to look like. Yes, Ms. Baker.
I had a question on, and I'm not sure what I'm even talking about, but the agreement between Round Rock and I think Leander and who else with SCRA to use water from Lake Travis, how would that affect BRA overall in that area in Williamson County?
the question is, how does the Round Rock taking the Alliance water that is coming into Williamson County affect our ability to bring in groundwater? How does it impact the groundwater project? It probably means that we don't have to do it quite as quickly as we once would have anticipated. However, we still have a need for the 40 to 60,000 of acre foot of water into Williamson County. But because Round Rock is on such an aggressive growth pattern, it may be that we don't have to do the piping infrastructure quite as quick as we had anticipated at the time that we made our initial proposal. However, the growth east of Georgetown, out through that Huffville-Taylor area, is just phenomenal. So I'm not sure that it'll slow it down, but it could very well.
Will it affect us in any other area, future plans, other than the groundwater, as far as any plans we had in Williamson County?
We had always anticipated that in the groundwater study that we did, we did not anticipate taking the 25,000 acre foot. So that would it affects it to the extent that you don't need quite as much total as you would have. But still, the most obvious choice for first filling the gap between the water that is available for Williamson County and what we will need. I don't know that it affects the other parties particularly. What it does do, though, that I think will be constructive maybe, is it the other's needs for the groundwater will be more consistent with each. They will be consistent with each other. The problem that we're going to have with Round Rock is they needed it much quicker than anyone else did, so it meant that we would be constructing a pipeline quicker than most of the other parties would have needed it. It simplifies that part of the problem. Secondly, it was
a where the off-town reservoir is, or proposed to be, as part of the BuzzG plan, or is that still part of the plan?
The off-town reservoir is still a part of the region plan. BuzzG. But this, I don't think it was anticipated to be a supply of water for Williamson County. So.
No, I just want to know, show me on there where it is.
Oh.
That is what you're talking about.
It's not on this map. This map is not large enough for it.
Okay.
Sorry, to be there.
I'm not going to bother.
Dwight may be able to give us a description of where that off-channel reservoir is by...
It would be off the top of the map, just left of the 3645.
Mm-hmm. There's not going to be a problem with pipelines or anything that we're interested in.
John, you might, for purposes of, Director Baker brought up, I think, a very good question. For those of y'all who have not been able to go down and see some of the growth that's going on in northeastern Williamson County, it's really been fueled by two things, but more specific has been the effect that 130, that big loop that's going around, has had. Hutto is unbelievable. Right now in terms of its economic expansion. It is really blowing and going. Taylor is the next logical area, and north, there are numerous fairly large municipal utility districts on the planning boards now that I know about that's going to fill in all that area east of Georgetown back down north of Hutto. There's quite a significant amount of growth projected out there. It's staggering.
Is there any one entity that's driving that growth?
What entity?
Some locales will have a central entity that's driving their growth, like Boeing or something like that. Is there
broad general. There's no concentration or credit issue out there, if you say that. There's no one big quote Dell out there that could fail and it all go south. It's really solid.
Correct. John, the Fairview Holdings, if you're talking, is that the 2745? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And isn't the Lane Christensen Metropolitan Water thing just in that same area?
Yes, they are. These other colors on the map are the, this purple color are those that have expressed interest to leasing to us. These colors are leases held by either Met or Alliance Water. The yellow ones, orange ones, are leases that are people who had expressed an interest to us but who have since signed with Met Water. So the metropolitan pumping station they have now are their test phase pumps they have are just south of Rockdale, aren't they?
Yes.
So that would be would be in Burleson County, which would be several miles to the south and east.
Pretty close, though.
Yes.
Well, just a note about Alcoa. They had expressed an interest in leasing to us. They still are expressing that lease, that interest, but they just can't decide what they want to do. So I don't know that we can afford to continue to wait on them, given the activity of the others of them that are leasing in the area. These guys are showing some impatience, but they clearly like the deal with us better than anyone that they have talked to this point.
John, do you have a timeline and cost projections for, say, the next 10 years on this?
We do have, actually, and I didn't put it in today's session because we're not in closed session, and I didn't want to include it in the packet that would go outside of closed session. But it's, I'm sorry?
Can we get on the next meeting and
I just felt like it didn't help us negotiating to talk about the terms in any detail here.
I understand. Well, I think it helped.
We have the charts that graph what the initial cost will be and what the annual cost will be thereafter.
Okay.
We talked about including it and doing this in closed session and decided that since it was the same as what we had presented earlier, that there probably was not the need now. So we can certainly do that the next time.
Yeah, I think it might be informative if Director Wade and Director Geert, excuse me, we might have some kind of update on the population projections for out there and maybe a discussion of what we know right now is going on.
Yeah, we can do that also. Any other questions? Thank you.
Seeing that there's no other business at this time, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Director Baker, second by Director Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? You.